Ach, GOP cares more about preserving the mythology of whiteness. By Hannah Blow on January 14, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said on Wednesday that she does not want to hear the coup-supporting GOP talk about blue lives ever again in the wake of the Capitol protests, concluding that Republicans care more about preserving the social order and the mythology of whiteness than democracy. "I don't want to hear these coup-supporting GOP talk about blue lives ever again," the New York lawmaker told her 11.5 million Twitter followers Wednesday afternoon. "They never cared about safety. Never cared about law and order. And certainly do not care for democracy. They only care for power, and invited chaos in an effort to seize it. They are unfit to serve," she continued, providing a clip of her recent Instagram Live, where she railed against Republican colleagues, accusing them of caring more about preserving the mythology of whiteness than democracy itself. "I don't want to hear or see the Republican Party talk about blue lives ever again. This was never about safety for them. It was always a slogan, because if they actually cared about rule of law, they would speak up when people break the law," she said, failing to mention her party's overwhelming failure to condemn the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots, as well as the lawless autonomous zones that dominated several cities over the summer. "They would enforce fairness and equity, but they don't give a damn about the law," she continued. "They don't give a damn about order. They give a damn about white supremacy." Echoing her progressive colleague Representative Cori Bush, DMO, Ocasio-Cortez said the GOP cares about preserving the social order and the mythology of whiteness more than the grandeur of our democracy. "That's what they care about. They lust for power more than they care about democracy," she concluded. During the video, she also asserted that many people have drank the poison of white supremacy, which, she said, is precisely what Donald Trump represents. "At this point, you haven't recognized that and you don't see it. Maybe you have a lot of work to do, too," she added. Ocasio-Cortez is among the 232 House members who voted to impeach President Trump over the events that occurred at the U.S. Capitol last week. During Wednesday's debate, Rep. Bush, the newest member of the far-left squad, referred to President Trump as the white supremacist in chief, triggering boos from Republicans in the chamber.